I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The summit that was scheduled June 12th in Singapore and North Korea between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump is off. Reading a letter from President Trump to Kim, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said, "Sadly, based on the tremendous anger and open hostility displayed in your most recent statement, I feel it's inappropriate at this time to have this long-planned meeting."
"I felt that a wonderful dialogue was building up between you and me, and ultimately is only that dialogue that matters. Someday, I look very much forward to meeting you. In the meantime, I want to thank you for the release of the hostages who are now home with their families. That was a beautiful gesture and was very much appreciated."
Mr. Trump in his letter also left the door open, telling Kim that if he changes his mind having to do with this most important summit, please do not hesitate to call me or write. The last straw, according to a White House official, was an insult of U.S. Vice President Mike Pence earlier Thursday in a statement by North Korea's Vice Foreign Minister. She called Pence a political dummy and warned her in rhetoric typical of that uttered by Pyongyang of a nuclear confrontation. Before the letter was read, North Korea allowed reporters to witness the shutting down of its nuclear test site to demonstrate its commitment to denuclearization. South Korean government welcomed the North's unilateral nuclear concession to help facilitate a broader agreement with the United States to completely end its nuclear weapons program in exchange for punishing sanctions and security guarantees. North Korea conducted all six of its nuclear tests at the underground site. That includes at least two extensive tunnel systems. And China's defense ministry said Thursday that a U.S. decision to disinvite China from a major international maritime exercise is unconstructive. This is VOA News. President Trump continues trying to discredit the special counsel's Russia probe.